Shelley regarded her sadly as she stepped into the room wearing mismatched footwear. As soon as the door closed behind her, she pulled Ryan into her arms and held her while she cried. "Nothing lasts forever, not even this pain. Lee will get through this. You're not a bad person." Ryan pulled away and sank slowly onto the bed with a faraway look in her eyes. "I would have been here sooner, but I stopped for this." Shelley pulled a bottle of rum from her purse and two cans of Coke. "You should have given me a heads up that you were going to talk to her tonight, and I would have prepared better. I'm sure you haven't noticed what's on my feet, but I walked into a convenience store looking like this. I told the clerk I sprained my ankle and I needed something oversized."
"It didn't go down how you think it did," Ryan said numbly.
Shelley mixed Ryan a stout drink and placed it in her hand before settling beside her.
"What happened?" "When I got home from work, there was a car parked in front of the house."
Ryan took a drink, and her brow furrowed as she mentally recalled how it all played out.
"I got out of my car and was about to go inside when this woman came marching up the driveway. She practically shouted, 'Hey, are you Ryan Seeley?' I had no idea who she was. All sorts of things went through my mind as she charged up on me. I was so stunned I couldn't get the key in the door. She got in my face and told me she'd been sleeping with Lee for over a year, and they were a couple, like I was the mistress. She said other things, but my mind just went blank. Then Lee's car came flying up in the driveway. She got out and started screaming at this woman. They yelled at each other for a long time, and all I could do was stand there and watch."
Shelley's blood ran hot. The muscles in her jaw twitched as she clenched her teeth. "This is what you need to do. Call into work and tell them you're sick. When I'm arrested, you call Evan and have him come bail me out." Ryan went on as though she hadn't heard a word she said.
"I suspected an affair. Almost wished for it, because I didn't want to hurt her. When the confirmation, the reality, hit, I was floored. No, I was sick. I remember going into the bathroom and puking. When I came out, Lee was in the hallway, and she began this bullshit about the woman being crazy, the interest was one-sided, and she was trying to break us up. I leaned against the wall listening to the story she was obviously cooking up as she went along, but she couldn't look me in the eye. All I could think of was all the other times she pulled away from me. So I asked how many women she'd been with while we were together. She claimed there had only been 4.
Ryan's hand shook as she raised the glass to her lips and whispered,
4? That's a fucking lot, don't you think?
Shelley couldn't think of a thing to say for about half a second.
And here you were worried about hurting her. She begged me not to leave, swore she'd never do it again. She said she didn't know what was wrong with her, but she still loved me.
Ryan shook her head slowly.
Am I the one with the problem because I don't understand that?
You came here because you knew she'd expect you to go to my house and you were afraid she'd show up there, Shelley said as she stood.
I knew you'd slap the piss out of her, but I think what scares me the most is what I'd do,
Ryan said with a glassy gaze.
8 years, and the whole time she was sleeping with someone else. I felt so guilty for plotting to break up with her. I wondered a lot if I was being fair because I didn't try harder to find out what was going on with her. What the fuck was wrong with me?
Shelley began to pace with her arms folded.
Give me your phone. I'll call in sick for you.
I already did.
One of Ryan's brows rose.
I must have sounded horrible because I didn't get half of it out before Barnes told me to take as much time as I needed and to call when I felt better.
You're coming home with me.
Ryan shook her head.
I can't face Evan and the kids right now.
Then I'm staying here. I'm not leaving you alone. You need to eat.
I need to do a lot of things, but that isn't one of them.
Peyton was at her piano putting the finishing touches on a new song when her phone rang.
I'm sorry I made that comment about Melanie the other day and you heard it, she said when she answered.
I'm pulling into your driveway. Open up, Janice said and hung up.
Oh, she's pissed.
Peyton opened the front door and expected to find a seething best friend on her step. She did, but Jana was carrying a pillow with a bag slung over her shoulder. What's going on?
Melanie and I had a fight.
And you left your own house?
Peyton asked as she closed the door.
I left hers, but I know I'm not going to sleep much tonight.
Jana tossed her pillow onto the couch.
I don't even know why I brought that.
You want a drink?
No.
Jana dropped her bag in the middle of the floor and began to wander around with both hands in her hair. Peyton took a seat.
I can't be unbiased. I'm always on your side.
Jana's back was turned when she said,
Lee and Ryan broke up today. Lee was most definitely cheating and got busted big time when her bitch showed up at the house and told Ryan everything.
Peyton rubbed her forehead as her blood pressure spiked from the surprise.
Is Ryan okay?
More than likely not, but she was already gone when Melanie got home from work. Melanie is normally at my house by the time I get home, and she wasn't, so I called. She was busy consoling Lee, who is devastated, so I told Melanie I'd come over, and she told me not to. It might make Lee uncomfortable. I'm an understanding woman, but she's got a fucking cheater in her arms, and I took issue with that. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but Lee made her bed. If she needs consolation from someone, why isn't she with the woman who she's been sneaking around with?
Peyton blew out a breath.
I warned you I can't be unbiased, especially in this situation.
I know you can't.
Jana turned and plopped down on the couch.
Regardless of what Melanie said, all I heard was, I have to be here for this prick and don't make her uncomfortable with your presence.
Neither of them said anything for a few minutes. Peyton rubbed her temples with Ryan on her mind and knew that at least she had a sister who lived close by. She remembered the desolation when Courtney had left, and Peyton didn't wish that feeling on anyone, except for Lee.
I can be reasonable. Maybe I will be tomorrow, but tonight I'm pissed. Good or bad, Lee is a friend and Melanie is loyal. She's probably really torn about how to handle this. Because I know she loves Ryan, too.
Jana propped a hand under her chin.
I thought saying that aloud would make me feel better, but it doesn't. You're thinking about Ryan, aren't you?
Always, it seems.
Eat it.
Ryan snatched a piece of bread out of Shelley's hand and stuffed it into her mouth. She turned her nose up at a piece of fried fish when Shelley shoved that at her, too. With effort, Ryan swallowed, then took a drink, wanting to be completely smashed.
Let me tell you what's gonna happen, Shelley said as gently as she could. Leah's gonna try to get you to forgive her. She'll probably send you flowers and long letters filled with promises and apologies. That's what Evan's ex-wife did, but she sent him teddy bears instead of roses. Like him, you'll probably be tempted to remember the good times, and it'll weaken your resolve because your world has been blown apart and all you want is normalcy. Evan did go back. They went to therapy, and he was working on forgiveness when she did it again, with the same guy.
Shelley folded her arms and chewed her bottom lip.
Some people get lonely. Maybe their partner works on a job away somewhere. Other times, the relationship goes through a rough patch, and they make a huge mistake. Those people might be able to redeem themselves, but there are others like Lee who have a pattern. So when she comes to you with sweet little lies, that's all they are. Remember that you weren't happy and the relationship was really already over. Dwell on that, not the woman you thought she was.
I just feel really stupid,
Ryan slurred.
She was probably sleeping with someone else the first year after we got together. And there I was, begging her to talk to me. It didn't click. It just didn't click.
Ryan contemplated the bottom of her empty cup.
I really loved her then. I think that's where all the hurt comes from. She never truly loved me.
You're in shock. After you've had time to digest, ooh, I want to get my hands on that woman and Lee, but that woman! She caught you completely off guard and screamed at you like you were the one on the side. What an audacious bitch. I can't spend much thought on Lee because I probably would really go to jail. I'd smash her car and I'd kick her in the crotch.
Stop shaking the bed. I'm already queasy.
Shelley plucked the cup from Ryan's hand and set it on the bedside table.
You're good and drunk. You don't need any more of that.
I wish you'd eat some more. You need it to absorb some of the alcohol.
I kind of wish that I would have told her I wasn't happy. Then moved out without knowing any of this.
Shelley pulled Ryan's head down on her shoulder and stroked her hair.
She might have morphed into the woman you thought you knew and won you back.
I have to go to the doctor and make sure I don't have some disease.
That's what I have to look forward to after 8 years. I promise you this. If any of the tests they give you come back positive for anything, I will kick her in the crotch. Then I'll rent a billboard next to her office and put her picture on it with, "Do you know this diseased cooch? If you do, you'd better get yourself checked."
I'll help you pay for it,
Ryan said with a sad smile.
And I'll give you a picture.
She closed her eyes.
I put away all the photos of us as a couple just to see if she would notice. And she never did. That was a year ago, during her last emotional hiatus. Don't tell Mom or anyone else about this. I'm going to need some time.
Can I tell Evan, just in case he has to bail me out of jail?
Yes, but no one else.
Shelley took Ryan's hand and squeezed it.
When you can, start looking forward to a new and happy life.
I already am.
That's the rum talking.
Ryan suppressed a burp. Shelley smiled.
And that too.
Chapter 10.
Wow.
Olivia sighed and turned to a fresh page. How close were you to breaking it off with Lee when you found out about her infidelity? Ryan pursed her lips as she thought.
Not close enough. I talked a good game. But I really did hope that the woman I fell in love with would show up. I couldn't admit that to myself back then. It took years before I did.
Ryan cleared her throat.
I'm thankful she didn't because the love of my life is the sweetest there is.
Peyton drummed her fingers on the table.
That would be me. I couldn't stop dreaming.
Olivia smiled. What happened next?
Jana and Melanie made up after their fight, and when their anniversary rolled around, I put my dreams into action. Hello, I'm Peyton Foray, Jana's wingwoman. And you are?
Ryan Seeley, Melanie's wingwoman. Would you like to sit down?
I don't think they need us.
Peyton looked over at the table where Jana and Melanie sat as they did the first night they met face to face. She turned and smiled at Ryan.
I suppose this is our next time.
Ryan smiled.
So it is.
How have you been?
Busy. I've had lots of work come my way. And you?
Ryan stared at her for a moment.
I'm sure you know.
Peyton nodded and caught the bartender's attention.
I'd like a green apple martini and whatever she's having.
She turned to face Ryan.
I think you're beautiful, but I'm not going to ask you out, as much as I'd like to. I know where you're at, and I want to offer you my friendship.
Thank you, Ryan replied.
Where am I? You're headed north on bewilderment and regret, but you'll soon be on numb. Eventually, you'll take a ride on life anew.
I like that. Ryan picked up her glass and raised a toast. Thank you for not saying all the things that people say when you're on this particular road.
I've been on it. There are lots of people standing on curbs made of eggshells holding bumper pads. No one really walks it with you, but I'll follow behind if you want.
Why? It's dangerous.
I have been smitten with you since the day we met,
Peyton admitted.
You're not ready to hear that, though. Maybe never. But I'll take the chance.
Ryan bit her lip. When I turn on to life anew, I may have a witty comeback for that.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
You haven't failed me so far.
Peyton pulled out her wallet when the bartender returned. Ryan grinned.
You can put that away. I'm running a tab.
The only way I'll agree to this again is if you let me take you to dinner sometime.
Deal. Ryan watched the bartender walk away and said, I understand now what you meant when you talked about how you saw Courtney so differently when she came back. It's odd, isn't it? You can be with someone for years and never notice things. Lee's chin was too pointy. It made her look like a witch. She tailed me when I left work one day, and to keep her from knowing where I live, I took her on a tour of New Orleans. She was tenacious, and I couldn't get rid of her, so I stopped in the parking lot of a grocery store. I listened to all she had to say and stared at her chin the whole time. When she was done, I pulled a can of pepper spray from my car and told her that the next time she decided to follow me, I was going to light her up. Peyton did her best not to laugh, but couldn't help herself. I like your style. That was all Shelley. She's the one that gave me the spray. She predicted everything Lee has done so far. Shelley said she would send cards and letters along with flowers, and she certainly did. The office administrator at the school took care of them for me. Whenever they arrived, she put them all straight into the trash. I got a new cell phone account, so work is the only way Lee knew to reach me. Jenna was my Shelley. I only wish I would have heeded her advice much sooner than I did. Ryan laughed. Shelley didn't give me the option. The day after Lee's revelation, she dragged me into a cell phone store hungover and sick, where she stood over me as I set up a new account. She wanted to do all sorts of diabolical things to Lee's belongings the day I moved out of the house. Had her husband not been there, we might have, but he said, the biggest insult is to show her that she's not worth my anger. It was a good point because I'd spent all the energy on her that I was going to. She shrugged with a smile. I think Shelley would have made a good mobster. Peyton's brow rose. Did her plans involve a horse's head or fish in newspaper? Raw chicken under the sofa.
Peyton threw up a hand. That's brilliant. What kind of sentence would you get if charges were pressed? I don't think making someone's house stink is the same as destruction of property. I will remember that in case I need it one day.
It's a work day and we're tired, Jana said as she joined them with Melanie by her side. Both of them looked a little flushed, and neither appeared tired in the least.
Y'all hang out and chat. Don't leave on account of us.
Go home and get some sleep. Although we know that's not what you're gonna do,
Peyton said with an impish grin.
Melanie gave Ryan a kiss on the cheek.
Call me.
She bestowed Peyton with a nod and a smile, which Peyton returned. Ryan took a drink and gazed at Peyton. Melanie admitted that she knew about Lee beforehand and how she found out. Peyton felt like her lungs had dropped into her stomach.
Ryan, I'm sorry. I was very torn about what to do, and I know I made the wrong decision.
I was mad at you for a little while, but I tried to put myself in your shoes, and I wasn't sure how I would have handled it either. Had I been the type to blame the messenger instead of the guilty party, it could have damaged your relationship with Jana.
You're giving me more latitude than I deserve. This is only the third time we've talked, but I think I know you better than that. Will you forgive me?
I already did. Ryan leaned in close to her.
Don't let it happen again, or you may find chicken under your sofa.
Peyton swallowed hard. The threat had no effect, but Ryan's closeness and the scent of her perfume did. You have my word.
Ryan sat up straight. Do you always drink apple martinis?
This is the second one I've ever had. The night I walked in here, I saw it on the drink special board and thought it was worth a try. It tastes like candy with a kick.
May I try it? Peyton scooted the glass over to Ryan and watched as she lifted it to her lips.
Ryan's brow furrowed, and she smacked her lips.
That is really sweet.
She handed the drink back to Peyton.
You don't like it?
Not sure yet. Do you gamble?
Is this a trick question?
I haven't been to a casino in ages, and I think I'd like to play the slots this weekend. Want to join me?
Only if you make me this promise. I'll have a set amount of cash in my pocket. Don't let me lose any more than that.
Ryan's lips curved into a smile.
You do the same for me.
She tilted her head to the side and stared at Peyton. Your hair has really grown out in a year's time, she said as she touched the loose curls resting on Peyton's shoulder.
Here's the thing about short hair, at least in my case. It grows really fast. It seemed like I was in my hairdresser's chair all the time, so I just let it do its thing. Does it look bad?
No, it's pretty. Warmth flooded Peyton as Ryan studied her.
Thanks.
Ryan smiled and looked away. I got a new place. It's an apartment, not far from Shelley, and logistically, it might be kind of a mistake because it's very convenient for her to get to. Last weekend, I slept in, and I thought I was dreaming when I smelled coffee. Shelley had let herself in, brewed a pot, and was doing what she called organization of my pantry.
She's mothering you, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. And she also uses my place as an escape. Whenever Evan relieves her of mama duties, she comes right over. She's decorated it more than I have. Shelley is a lot like my mom. She collects furniture, and her house is crammed full of things she bought secondhand. She likes to refinish it. My place is mostly furnished with stuff she had in her attic. Ryan took a drink and cleared her throat. I didn't really want anything from what I will now refer to as the old house. I needed a fresh start, so I took only my clothes and personal items. Peyton gazed at Ryan for a moment.
What can I do for you?
I don't know. Ryan chewed at her bottom lip. Just don't get too far away. I don't know what I can or should offer right now.
I'm gonna give you my phone number, and I want yours. We'll just take it from there.
Ryan nodded and smiled. Okay. Chapter 11. She was so sweet, Ryan said with a smile. How could I not fall in love with her?
I'm sure you both were a little wary, Olivia said.
Yes and no. Ryan glanced at Peyton and smiled. We had chemistry, and it was such a natural progression, in my opinion.
We were besieged by advice. Well-intended advice that we tried to listen to, but our ball had started rolling and we couldn't stop it. I was scared shitless, but at the same time, I felt helpless.
Peyton shrugged.
I just couldn't put the brakes on. I've been stripping, Peyton said when she answered Jana's call the next day.
Tell me where you work and I'll drop you a 20 to put your clothes back on.
My trainer has me muscle stripping. You increase the weight and reps until you turn to rubber, but surprisingly, I feel powerful now.
You're going to be hurting in the morning, Jana said with a laugh.
I expected to ache this afternoon, but so far I'm feeling good.
Yeah, Peyton said with a growl. There's steel beneath this skin.
So, how'd it go last night with Ryan?
We had a nice time. We're going to a casino tomorrow night.
Jana was silent for a moment. On a date?
No, as friends.
Do you know what you're getting yourself into?
Yes, I do, Peyton said confidently. I might fall in love with her, and she may never feel the same about me. I could fall headlong into the abyss of heartbreak and sadness, burst into flames, and be audited by the IRS.
The last part of your statement was the scariest. Speaking of bleeding money, have you ever done anything with your profile other than pay the monthly fee?
You know, I logged in a while back and contemplated uploading my photo. I found one, and just as I was about to push the upload button, my finger froze. I think that means something. Susan says listen to your body all the time when I'm working out. My finger told me not to press that button. Instead,
It wanted to delete the whole thing.
So it did.
Jana blew out a sigh.
You shouldn't have done that. What you should be doing is dating someone who isn't Ryan.
She's a heartache waiting to happen.
We're not dating.
Yeah, you say that. I'm going to make you a pie chart right now. It'll be colorful and easy to follow. Red will designate the appropriate recovery time for Ryan. Yellow is shut up. Yellow is a big fat shut up.
You're such an ass,
Jana said with a laugh.
I think that was kind of romantic.
What? Ryan fished a glass out of the cabinet and filled it with water.
She had Melanie ask you to be her wing woman so the two of you could meet like you did the first time.
Peyton went through something similar with an ex. She knows how it feels to be betrayed. She said she knew what I was going through and offered her friendship. I'm taking her up on that because I'm not in any mental or emotional shape to be dating right now. Which is what I know you're going to say next. Shelley turned away from her new stove where she was cooking dinner.
She's a smart one. She's pre-dating you. Y'all will do things together, get to know each other. Then y'all fall right into her bed. You already admitted that you found her attractive and you like to talk to her.
Ryan was about to take a drink of water when out of the corner of her eye, she saw something move across the floor.
Shelly, I think you have a rat. Did you see it? I thought I saw something scurrying earlier, too.
Ryan set her glass on the counter and peeked around the door jamb into the living room. If the droppings on your floor are any indication, it's huge. Shelly approached the doorway from the opposite side of the kitchen and peeked in as well.
We have never had a rat or mouse problem, she said with disgust. My baby plays on those floors. Do you have any idea how many times I've mopped today?
Maybe it was my eyesight. I only caught a glimpse, but the tail looked fluffy. Maybe a squirrel got in.
Shelly looked around the jam again, as though whatever animal that had been terrorizing her had a weapon.
That doesn't look like typical rat shit. You may be right. This needs to be handled right now. You're a lesbian. Get in there and do battle.
What does being gay have to do with trapping a squirrel?
Two women live together. Who kills the vermin?
Shelly asked with a hand on her hip.
The pest control people, that's who.
Butch up and get your ass in there. I won't tell anyone if you scream like a 5-year-old girl.
I'm a femme lesbian, which puts me in the same class as you.
Ryan pointed to her face.
Note the makeup. Besides, you were the one who always played in the dirt and rode horses.
There weren't any squirrels in that dirt with me. I'll pick up a bug or a frog. I even handled a grass snake once, but I do not deal with rodents.
Ryan leaned against the door jamb and stared into the room.
It's most likely under the couch.
Where's Grant?
After school detention for piercing his and the noses of his friends with pushpins. Ryan stared at her in horror.
What is wrong with your kids?
Focus!
Shelly held up both hands, then clasped them together.
Anya could be attacked by that thing.
She's in the playpen right behind you. The squirrel's under the couch.
I told you to focus. I am. I know where everything is. The broom's in the pantry behind you. Get it. I'm going to flip the couch over and you play hockey. Slap it through the door.
Ryan glanced at Anya and inhaled deeply.
All right. For the baby.
She took the broom and crept through the living room, then opened the back door. When she turned around, Shelly was nowhere in sight.
Where are you?
Just a minute,
Shelly whispered as though the squirrel was listening to their plans. Ryan was practicing her swing while Shelly rummaged around in the kitchen and finally appeared with aluminum foil wrapped around her legs.
Really?
Ryan asked.
What's that supposed to do?
I remember seeing it wrapped around pecan trees when I was a kid. I think it keeps the squirrels from climbing them.
I thought that was to keep the caterpillars out. And why didn't you bring me any?
I used the last of it, Shelly said with no shame. Are you ready?
Ryan adjusted her grip on the broom and nodded. Shelly ran over to the couch, grabbed the back of it, and turned it over. There was nothing beneath it but Lego bricks, plastic army men, and a remote.
Those are choking hazards. You should clean under that thing sometime.
Ryan took a step closer and noticed a tear in the fabric on the bottom of the sofa.
We may not be out of the woods yet. It could be in the couch.
What?
Shelley clenched her fists.
Help me push the damn thing onto the patio. Evan can go hunting when he gets home.
Good idea.
Together, they righted the couch and were about to start shoving when the invader dared to come out. Its back was arched like an inchworm, and it walked sideways. It stared back at the two women who had frozen with their mouths hanging open. Shelley's scream pierced the silence, and the frightened creature scuttled under the recliner. Anya was screaming and crying when Brody came tearing across the upstairs landing, looking horrified.
What is it, Mama? What's wrong?
Ryan, who was still clutching the sofa, said,
I think that was a ferret. You found Slinky?
Brody came down the stairs, taking them two at a time.
Where'd he go?
Ryan pointed at the recliner, while Shelley stood stock still, her eyes wide.
Who?
She said with a trembling voice.
I'll just go get the baby, Ryan said and rushed into the kitchen.
She comforted Anya as she listened to the conversation in the living room. And it wasn't pretty.
Where did you get a ferret?
Jesse Davis. I traded in my bike for it.
Silence.
The bike you got for Christmas?
Shelley asked with a voice like steel.
It was a fair trade because he gave me all the food and the litter box with the stuff that goes inside of it. Oh, and the water bottle. I'm going to need some more litter stuff.
Where have you been keeping Slinky?
Under my bed. He likes it there.
Did your daddy tell you that you could have a rat?
He's not a rat, Mama. He's kind of a weasel thing. Oh, and his stinkers have been taken out.
Did your daddy tell you that you could have it?
Silence.
No, ma'am.
So you snuck a weasel in the house?
Kinda. This is what you are going to do. Find it. Then go into the garage and find a box. Put the weasel in it. Stay there with it until your dad gets home. While you're out there, think about all the things you like to do and the friends you like to play with, because you're not going to see them or do anything for a long, long, long time.
Go before I jerk a knot in your skull.
I still don't understand how. Go. Why do you have foil?
Go.
Don't make any sudden moves or noises when she comes back in here, Ryan whispered against Anya's cheek.
For the sake of my life, don't laugh.
Shelley walked slowly into the kitchen, pinching the skin of her forehead.
I noticed that his room smelled more foul than usual, but boys stink. Even though he's only 8, I bought him deodorant. All that time that thing was under the bed, inches from me.
Her arms dropped to her sides as she stared at Ryan.
Why couldn't I have been a lesbian? Couldn't you have shared that gene or whatever it is?
You can take the foil off now, Ryan said gently.
No, I can't. Not until I know that thing is back with Jesse.
Shelley's face twisted into a snarl.
His mother had to know about this trade. I'm gonna go Silence of the Lambs all over her ass.
Numbly, she walked over to the stove, checked on dinner, and spoke with an eerie calm. Peyton doesn't seem like the type to handle a squirrel either. I think she could if she had to. Lee is really butch, but I can tell you she would not go after a rodent. And hey, I don't agree with the pre-date theory. I don't think Peyton would date me right now if I asked her to. She said she knew where I was emotionally, and she offered her friendship. Ryan wasn't about to divulge the other things Peyton had said. She felt a twinge in the pit of her stomach when she recalled the way Peyton looked when she said, I think you're beautiful.
I don't have to say this, but I'm going to anyway. Even though you'd kind of lost it for Lee, you're still reeling from the shock of the betrayal. You need time to cope with the loss of a relationship, even if it was bad. You need to get your feelings and emotions in order before you get involved with someone else.
Shelley met Ryan's gaze when she said, if you care about Peyton, you need to protect her feelings too. Ryan nodded and looked away.
I know.
Chapter 12.
Oh, God.
Peyton breathed out as she pressed her forehead against the bathroom mirror and shuddered. She'd taken pain relievers, soaked in the bathtub, showered, and still, it brought her nearly to tears to put her jeans on. The muscles in her thighs felt like they had been ripped apart and set on fire. The smart thing would have been to call Ryan and tell her what she'd done to herself and postpone their outing. She reasoned, though, that as long as she stayed on her feet and didn't try to bend her legs, she'd survive the night. She didn't have to sit to play the slots, and she could at least walk. Peyton hoped a few drinks would help numb the pain. She dried her hair, slipped into her shirt, and pulled on a sweater over it, thankful that she had not gone to the gym that morning so sadistic Susan could cheer her through doing the same thing to her upper body. When she did have full use of her legs and felt good enough to go back to the gym, she planned to use her new muscles to kick Susan in the ass. Peyton swallowed down two ibuprofen tablets as she kept an eye out for the cab, wondering how she was going to climb out of it once they arrived at the casino. She hoped Ryan wouldn't notice how stiff she was. Her ego wouldn't allow her to admit to Ryan that she was truly a wimp, especially since Lee had been in such great shape. "Here we go," she said when the cab pulled in front of her house. She practiced her walk on the way to the car and breathed a sigh of relief when the cabbie climbed out.
"Drago, I'm so happy it's you. Why are you walking like you got a stick up your ass?"
he asked as he opened her door.
"Am I?"
Peyton asked with dread.
"Yeah, you hurt?"
"Big time." Peyton tried to bend her legs and ended up falling into the back seat.
"We go into the hospital?"
"No," Peyton whimpered and gave him Ryan's address.
"Look, I need a favor tonight. The woman we're picking up doesn't need to know I overdid it at the gym. So when we get to the casino, I need you to create a diversion while I get myself out of this car."
"Sure, but you gotta pull your feet inside. I can't close the door."
"They're not in?" Peyton asked with a grimace.
"Why did you do this to yourself?"
"It was the trainer's idea. And when she mentioned muscle stripping, I thought it was kind of like a Swedish massage."
"She hot?"
"Yeah,
kinda. That's why,"
Drago said as he waited for Peyton to slowly pull her feet in, then close the door. Once he was inside the car, he looked over the seat.
"The address is like 8 miles away. Depending on traffic and the lights, you may have 10 minutes to sit up."
"Thanks, man."
"This a date?"
"It's complicated," Peyton said with a groan. "I'd like to date her, but she just got out of a bad relationship. So we're just friends."
"Then why can't you be honest with her?"
"Because her ex was like Adonis in female form."
"You gonna get your ass whipped."
"Thanks for the vote of confidence, dude."
"Skip the gym and get some fight training just in case you run into this woman. You'll get skills and a workout at the same time. I got a cousin who teaches Krav Maga. That's some kick-ass shit. If you need to defend yourself, that's the way to go."
"Drago, right now a gnat could kick my ass. I spent the day on the sofa swapping a heating pad from thigh to thigh. I'm gonna have to recover for a while before I can even consider doing anything else."
Drago laughed.
"Come on, woman, sit up."
Peyton grabbed the back of the seat and pulled herself up.
"Will you pick us up tonight?"
"Yeah, take my number. Give me like a 30-minute heads up and I'll be there." "Look, you gotta work on your swagger. Don't hold your ass and walk like you did a few minutes ago. Let your arms hang down, fingers loose."
"Loose, got it."
"Don't make that prune face either."
"Anything else?"
Peyton asked with a sigh. Drago's gaze met hers in the rearview mirror.
"Yeah. Have a good time,"
he said with a laugh.
"Thanks."
Peyton smiled and looked out the window as Drago turned onto a street comprised of modest-looking duplexes. It was a nice-looking community with landscaped lawns and small ornamental trees planted along the road. She pulled out her phone and sent Ryan a text letting her know they were about to arrive. After Drago pulled into one of the driveways, he got out and opened the door. When Ryan stepped out of her front door, he bowed low.
"Nice touch,"
Peyton said with a laugh. She grinned when Ryan climbed into the cab. Welcome to my limo.
Is there something wrong with your car? I could have picked you up, Ryan said as her gaze swept over Peyton.
Parking is a pain, and I'd like to have a couple of drinks tonight. This is Drago, our driver for the evening, Peyton said when he climbed into the driver's seat. Drago, this is Ryan.
A pleasure to meet you, Ryan,
he said in a more genteel tone than he used with Peyton.
Likewise, Ryan said with a smile.
I'm spoiled already. Is Hera's Casino where you'd like to go, or do you have somewhere else in mind? Peyton asked.
No, that's perfect. We could walk down to the quarter later if we were so inclined, Ryan answered with a smile.
Drago grinned at Peyton in the rearview mirror.
It's a cold night. Y'all can always call me and I'll give you a ride. It's no charge since it's only a few blocks, and I like you because you're a big tipper.
Peyton waved a hand at him. See how he spoils me. How was your day?
I went to the mall with my sister and her three kids. I think the begging started when we passed the place where they make those really big cookies. It started out as a low hum that grew louder when we got near the pretzel stand. Then it became a cacophony of grating wails. Shelley lost her mind and started making outrageous threats, which is the problem. Not that I think she should sell her children to gypsies or tie them to the hood of the car, but her threats should be promises that she will keep. I suggested this to her, and she responded by threatening to pull my uterus out of my nose.
So she talks a lot of smack, Peyton said with a nod.
I think she was serious about my uterus, Ryan shrugged. Despite the fact that I have a classroom of children to deal with, she still thinks I'm clueless about them since I haven't given birth. Apparently, you're granted some sort of superpower or knowledge then.
Peyton laughed. I just thought it was stretch marks and a baby.
Ryan shifted a little so she could face Peyton. Tell me what you did today.
I bummed it on the couch and channel surfed. Peyton glanced at Drago when he started coughing. You all right there, bud?
Yeah, dry spot in my throat.
I try to treat weekends like everyone else, Peyton continued. I do chores and relax unless I have something really pressing that I have to finish. A year or two ago, my brain totally locked up and I couldn't write anything. But then I was working every day of the week.
I remember you saying that you can't force creativity to abide by a schedule. Ryan reached over and picked a piece of lint from Peyton's shoulder. Do ideas hit you in the middle of the night and force you to get out of bed?
Sometimes. If it's a line, I'll just write it on the pad I keep on my nightstand. Tunes are the ones that get me out of bed. I hear it in my mind, and I have to play it before it'll leave me alone.
When Drago pulled in front of the casino, Peyton slipped the fare and a healthy tip into his hand.
Ryan, let me get your door, please. That handle has been giving me some trouble, he said before he climbed out.
With great fanfare, he opened her door and offered his hand.
Peyton pushed her own door open and clenched her teeth as she stepped out. The movements made her feel like the muscles in her thighs and hips had exploded. While Drago was claiming he saw Brad Pitt, Peyton stepped onto the curb like a 90-year-old woman and came face to face with one. For a split second, she debated asking if she could borrow her walker.
Ryan joined her in a moment or two later and gazed at her quizzically.
Are you sweating?
It was kind of hot in the cab.
I thought it was freezing, Ryan said as she wrapped her coat tighter around her body.
Peyton did her best to keep it loose as they walked toward the doors, but when she caught her reflection in the glass, she realized she looked like she belonged in a rap video. She was sort of slumped to one side, left hand in her pocket, the other dangling. What's your limit? She asked when they stepped inside.
$60. Which means I'll be rocking the penny slots, Ryan said with a laugh.
All right, that's what I'll play. And my limit will be the same. The machines we're looking for are over here.
Peyton led Ryan past the dollar slots. You seem very familiar with your surroundings.
I came here last year with someone, Peyton said with relief as some of the pain and stiffness eased up in her legs.
A date?
Yes.
And why didn't it work out with her?
Peyton shrugged as she looked for two empty machines side by side. I didn't realize that she was a racist. She didn't let that cat out of the bag until the third date and made some derogatory comments about my Hispanic neighbors across the street.
Yes, that would be a deal breaker, Ryan said as she dodged one of the other gamblers who'd had too much to drink.
How about these? Do you want to hunt ghosts or get in touch with your inner wolf?
Ghosts. Ryan looked at the machine in confusion. You're gonna laugh when I admit this. But the last time I was in a casino, you could actually put change in the machine, and it had an arm you pulled on.
Peyton's brow shot skyward. Were you like, six?
Show me how to play, wise ass. Peyton took out a 20 and slipped it into the slot. Once the bill registered in the machine, her credits showed on the screen.
You can bet on like 20 different lines. The buttons on the panel allow you to choose how much you want to bet. If you're lucky and hit a bonus round, you get all sorts of free plays.
Ryan was mesmerized by the ghosts floating across the screen and peeking from the windows of a haunted mansion. The graphics are so cool.
Yeah, a lot better than waiting for cherries to line up. They do have that type if that's what you'd prefer.
Ryan pulled a 20 from the pocket of her jeans and fed it to the machine. Like a child, she just started pushing buttons and landed right into a bonus round.
What's happening? Why can't I place a bet?
Because your lucky ass has hit a bonus already. Make yourself comfortable and watch the ghosts dance.
And dance they did. Eerie music boomed out of the machine as six doors appeared. Ryan was quick on the uptake and touched the screen, causing the blue door to open. Every golden goblet she touched afterward dumped credits into her pool. Peyton watched in amazement as Ryan tripled the money that she'd paid in, until finally the Reaper popped out from behind a bookcase and put an end to her run of good luck.
Oh, Ryan said with a growl. Me like. And she's hooked.
Peyton motioned for one of the drink servers and ordered a glass of wine. Ryan did the same without looking away from the screen in front of her.
Aren't you going to sit down?
No, the machine might notice. It might not be stingy if it thinks I may cash out.
Ryan did look away from the game then.
They watch us.
She frowned at the grin on Peyton's face.
You got me.
It's not nice to make fun of the naive, you know. You are anything but.
Ryan laughed evilly and continued to press buttons.
You're great looking and have the personality to match. Tell me the real reason someone hasn't snagged you.
You tell me because that's one riddle I haven't been able to solve.
I'll need more time to come up with a theory. Let me ask you this. If a squirrel had found its way into your house, what would you do?
That would depend on whether an offer of nuts had been made and what kind. If the interloper was rude, I'd put on a pair of canvas work gloves, then I'd show the pest out.
Peyton glanced at Ryan with a cheeky grin.
I've already gotten rid of one squirrel, remember? Wait, do you have one in your apartment? They really tear up stuff.
No, just getting a broader picture of you, that's all.
What would you do?
I wouldn't go after it with gloves, that's for sure. That's too up close and personal. They bite. Maybe I'd use a leaf blower. No animals like those.
Peyton pursed her lips as she stared at her machine and marveled at the strange places Ryan's brain went. She closed her eyes when Ryan hit another bonus round. When the server arrived with their drinks, Ryan was glued to the screen watching floating gold goblets and coins rain down into her pool of credits. Peyton took care of the drinks and sipped hers as the round ended with the Reaper again.
What are you doing to that machine?
Peyton asked with envy.
Well, since it's watching, I flashed a boob.
If I thought you were remotely serious, I'd take my shirt off.
Peyton handed Ryan a glass.
Hell, maybe my pants too.
This is so much fun,
Ryan exclaimed. I hope my luck holds all night.
Peyton did too.
Because the idea of strolling the quarter would have been nice if the lower half of her body wasn't aching. Standing helped, and she hoped the wine would too. But after a glass, one of the negative aspects of alcohol set in.
I have to go to the restroom. Will you guard my spot?
With my life, Ryan said distractedly. The anticipation of trying to use a public toilet in her shape made Peyton sweat as she entered the ladies' room. The stalls were private, with doors that went all the way to the floor. She undid her pants and, with a low groan, slipped them and her underwear down her hips. With her hands on either wall, she attempted to execute the hover. All went well as she used the strength in her arms to support herself, but as time wore on, she found it increasingly difficult to hold the position.
What the hell? You drank a glass. You're peeing a gallon, she said aloud,
certain that the music, shuffling of others, and conversation would drown her out.
For the love of, oh, God, I'm slipping. I'm going down. Oh, please, no.
Someone knocked on her door and said, get a room. You're nasty.
I'm by myself,
Peyton sputtered.
That's worse,
the stranger said and hit the door again. Peyton bit her lip and forced her legs to bear some of her weight as she reached blindly for the toilet paper and only managed to grab a seat cover.
Are you kidding me? God, I know you're getting a kick out of this, but help me out. Don't let me... Ow!
Chapter 13. Ryan looked away from her game when someone stepped in front of Peyton's machine.
Oh, hi. That's reserved.
You can't reserve a slot machine, lady,
the guy said as he dug into his pocket.
That's my friend's credits in there. She went to the restroom.
Finders keepers.
Hey, if you take that machine, I will go Silent of the Lambs on you. I'll be the first woman to hit a jackpot while wearing a meat suit like a shawl. I'm so not kidding.
The man stared at Ryan's wild-eyed look, and when he walked away, her gaze fell on Peyton. Her face was flushed, and her sleeves appeared to be wet. You okay?
A meat shawl?
I had to go deep into my creepy movie vault for something thought-provoking. And it worked. He left.
Peyton still looked alarmed.
What if he hadn't?
I think I would have pushed the attendant button and started screaming.
Peyton took a step closer.
Silence. It's Silence of the Lambs.
I don't think he was really listening until I said meat suit. Why are you wet?
Peyton looked as though she was going to touch her face, then jerked her hand away.
I'm gonna tell you the truth, because if I don't, I will more than likely kill myself. I worked out way too aggressively at the gym, and the muscles in my thighs and hips don't want me to bend over or squat ever again. While going to the bathroom, I managed to fall and put one hand in the toilet. After I limped out of the stall, I felt it wise to wash everything up to my elbows.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Because I was ashamed of being a weenie.
Aw, Peyton, everyone has done things like that. Come on, let's get you home before you have to go to the bathroom again.
It's not even 9 o'clock and we're having a good time.
Ryan shook her head.
You need to soak in a hot tub of... I have an idea!
Shelley opened her front door to Peyton being held up by Ryan and a strange man.
Ryan? She said with a laugh. You're really getting in touch with your wild side.
This is Drago, our cab driver. Peyton got into the car, but she couldn't get out.
Ryan explained. Drago patted Peyton on the shoulder.
You can handle it from here. Remember to give me a 30-minute heads up and I'll take you home,
he said as he turned and walked away. Shelley took over and helped Ryan get Peyton inside.
I've got towels, robes, and muscle relaxers, and the hot tub is ready. My swimsuit won't fit you, but I set out one of my son's t-shirts and a pair of his gym shorts.
I'm so embarrassed,
Peyton said as they basically dragged her through the house.
Ryan told me what happened when she called.
Shelley lowered her voice to a whisper.
One time, I strained my calves peeking over the fence at the neighbor's lawn guy. The hot tub made a new woman out of me. You couldn't have come at a more perfect time. My husband and boys went to the camp to fish this afternoon. They won't be back until tomorrow night, so you'll have plenty of privacy. All I ask is that you don't have sex with my sister in the tub.
Shelley!
Shh, Ryan, the baby's asleep. I had to put that condition out there because the hot tub makes me hot in more ways than one. That's how Anya got here. Great. You tell us now that you have sex in the hot tub?
Ryan ground out.
No, on the deck beside it.
Shelley opened the door to the sun porch and helped Peyton into the room.
I closed all the blinds. Do you need me to help you get undressed?
No, no, thank you. I can manage.
Are you sure?
Shelley watched Peyton wobble a bit.
How much have you had to drink?
Just one glass of wine.
Good, then the muscle relaxer is really gonna kick your ass.
Shelley grabbed Ryan by the arm and pushed her out the door.
You just get undressed and I'm going to lecture my sister. If you get into trouble, just tell her.
When Shelley closed the door, Ryan reached for her neck.
Hey, she said as she slapped Ryan's hands away. The hot tub is the only thing that makes me horny, aside from watching the long guy. Don't look at me like that. I imagine Evan's head on his body. I'm keeping it real.
She and I are friends, and you just embarrassed the shit out of me,
Ryan whispered hotly. Shelley put a hand on her hip and grinned.
If you saw her as just a friend, you wouldn't have batted an eye. Your body wants to get naked in that tub with her. Your mind and your heart aren't ready for that yet.
My plan was to keep her company while she soaked. I wasn't going to get in.
The sisters looked at the door when they heard a splash.
Ryan knocked softly.
Peyton, are you okay?
I'm in.
I'll go raid my medicine cabinet,
Shelley said and poked Ryan in the chest.
You keep your drawers on.
Ryan knocked again.
Is it okay if I come in now?
Sure.
Peyton was in up to her neck.
I was so embarrassed when we got here, she said and closed her eyes. But this was worth the humiliation.
Ryan found a dry spot on the deck and sat down cross-legged.
Had you told me earlier, we could have been here all along. I've used this thing for a strained back and a bunch of other muscle injuries.
Will you go to the casino with me again?
Of course. I had a good time, Ryan said with a smile. And I left there with twice the money I brought in. I might not have been so lucky if we would have stayed longer. How do you feel?
Like a piece of spaghetti. That's good, by the way.
Peyton craned her head back, and her chest rose out of the water.
Through the material of the white shirt, Ryan could clearly see the shape of Peyton's breasts. She decided that Shelley was right. The hot tub did make people horny. Ryan bit her bottom lip. Her relationship with Lee had lacked physical intimacy for a long time. The idea of being in Peyton's arms, pressed against her naked body in that swirling water, was becoming more appealing by the second. That was until Shelley arrived with a handful of bottles.
Peyton, have you ever taken a muscle relaxer before? She asked.
I took Flexeril a few years ago, Peyton said as she opened her eyes.
Well, you're in luck because I happen to have that.
Shelley waved a hand.
I know we're not supposed to take other people's prescriptions, but since you've taken it before, I don't believe there will be a problem.
Do you want one?
Peyton's brow furrowed as she thought.
What if it makes me loopy and I can't get out of here?
Shelley shrugged.
You'll probably drown.
Ryan frowned at her and said,
You ass! They're not that strong and you'll feel a lot better in the morning.
Shelley pulled a bottle of water from the pocket of her robe. And that was when Ryan noticed a face pop up over the other pocket.
Do you realize you're carrying a weasel?
Yes, Shelley replied with a sigh.
I've fallen in love with the damn thing. Jesse's mom offered to throw in a cage and give Brody's bike back if we would agree to keep it. Plus, he found an earring that I'd lost, so I couldn't get rid of him.
Thank you, Peyton said as she accepted a pill and the bottle of water. What's its name?
Slinky,
Shelley said as she stroked the head of the ferret.
It yawned and disappeared back into her pocket.
Ryan hoped that Shelley would leave them alone, but she settled onto the deck.
So tell me about the casino, she said, looking at Peyton and Ryan.
Peyton sounded proud when she said, Your sister cleaned up.
She doubled her money in less than an hour.
Beginner's luck. I really didn't have any idea what I was doing. They're like playing a video game now. Except with money, Ryan said with a smile. Shelley rolled her eyes.
You're full of it. You've always been lucky. We went on a family trip to the Bahamas one time, and we stayed in a resort with a mall and a casino. We were supposed to stay in the mall, which had like 8 stores, while Mom and Dad played the slots. This one sneaked in there with a quarter and came out with a whole cup full. I decided to do the same. Security caught me before I could play one game and brought me to my folks. They were pissed.
See? Ryan said with a laugh. That's how long it's been since I've been in a casino.
Peyton glanced at Ryan with a mischievous grin before setting her gaze on Shelley. What other stories can you tell me about her?
Nothing exciting, I can tell you that, Ryan interjected. Bullshit. I'm a well of knowledge.
Shelley pointed at Ryan. We were the babies, so we had to share a room together growing up.
I know all her secrets.
Shelley was house rat. She told on everyone. If I had a secret, I kept it from her.
Like I said, we were the babies. All our toys were hand-me-downs, so there was nothing to barter with. I learned early on that knowledge was power,
Shelley said proudly, and tipped her head toward Ryan.
If someone fed what they didn't want to eat at dinner to the dog beneath the table, I was there taking notes. I scored Ryan's favorite denim jacket when I just happened to catch her making out with another girl.
Shelley turned to Ryan. How old were you then?
17.
So I was 15.
Shelley regarded Peyton again. We were at a party in the sticks somewhere, and Mom and Dad made Ryan take me with her. After a while, I couldn't find her anymore, so I went back to the car to make sure she hadn't left me. I got an eyeful that night. Ryan's hair was all messed up. Her lips were red and swollen. She came out of that car like a bee out of a hive and grabbed me by the front of the shirt. I kept that secret, though, until she decided to tell the rest of the family. And she was almost 30.
Ryan shrugged. Everyone had me figured out well before then. I never dated any guys, and all my roommates came with me to family functions. Paula, our oldest sister, confronted me in front of the whole family at a barbecue. There was no sense in denying it.
That caused a chain reaction of admissions, Shelley said with a laugh. I blurted out that I was pregnant, which was a blow to our traditional parents.
Shelley leaned close to Ryan when Peyton's eyes slipped closed.
That stuff she took is like truth serum. She'll tell us anything right about now.
Don't you dare,
Ryan whispered firmly. Peyton giggled.
I may be stoned, but I'm not deaf. What do you want to know?
Ryan put a hand over Shelley's mouth. You don't have to answer anything. Peyton's eyes remained closed as she said,
You want to know my deepest, darkest secret?
Okay, Ryan blurted out, unable to stop herself as Shelley pushed her hand away.
I'm so boring that I don't have one. There's a stop sign a block from my house that everyone basically runs. Not me. I'm so damn straight-laced I stop and wait for my car to rock back like you're supposed to.
Peyton's head lolled forward.
I'm so ashamed.
Shelley patted Ryan on the knee.
Congratulations, you've traded Satan for Mary Poppins. Go ahead, Peyton. Purge your soul,
Shelley said with a grin.
Hey, hey.
Peyton's head rose slowly, her eyes all glassy.
I lie to my neighbor and say her cooking is delicious. Then I throw away everything she gives me.
She nodded with a devilish grin.
That's pretty bad, right?
Shelley stabbed a finger at her.
Yes, and for that you should be truly ashamed.
Peyton pumped her fist.
Yes!
Ryan stood. Okay, let's get your adorable butt out of there before you really do drown.
No, Peyton said as she sank lower. I will do that by myself.
You're going to bust your ass.
Ryan picked up a towel and unfolded it. Come on. I won't look.
You should know that Ryan's a liar when it comes to things like that.
She's a great admirer of the female form. She can't walk past the Victoria's Secret store without running into something, Shelley said as she got up. So she'll step out of the room and I will help. Ryan tossed the towel at Shelley, walked out, and closed the door behind her. But she stayed close. With her arms folded, she leaned against the wall and wondered if Shelley had gone to bed and left them alone, if she would have stripped and gotten into the tub with Peyton. A warm rush swept over her body as she thought about it. Shelley had nailed it with her comment about Ryan's body being ready for such experiences. Her sexual appetite had always been healthy, but she was not one to indulge in mindless sex with just anyone. She wasn't a prude, but a mental and emotional connection were a big part of arousal for her.
Stop worrying about the towel and just take my hand, Ryan heard Shelley say. You're swaying all over the place.
Ryan chuckled as she listened to the conversation.
My legs feel like jelly. All you have to do is take two steps, then you're home free. Wait, I'm not out?
Shelley laughed.
Not even close. Take my hand.
Slinky, not now. Stay. Heal.
A huge splash, followed by cursing, propelled Ryan through the door. The first thing she noticed was Slinky walking around the deck with his back arched. Shelley slicked back her wet hair from her face and pulled the house phone from her robe. Peyton was standing in waist-deep water. Her breasts were visible beneath the wet shirt. And that's where Ryan's gaze fell and stayed.
Chapter 14. Peyton awoke the next morning in her own bed, wrapped in someone else's robe. Shadowy recollections of the previous night gradually came into focus. She remembered Ryan and Drago walking her through her front door. Ryan had pulled her boots off and tucked her into bed. And before she switched off the bedside lamp, she kissed Peyton just above her left eyebrow. Peyton ran her fingertips over the spot, seeing Ryan smile as she pulled away. Her legs and hips ached as she climbed out of bed and stood slowly, but the pain wasn't as intense as the night before. What hurt most was her wounded pride. She wondered what Ryan and Shelley must have thought of her as she crept to the bathroom. After she brushed what felt like socks off her teeth and tongue, she ambled slowly into the kitchen and made coffee. On her table lay her phone, and there was a notification that she'd missed a call from Ryan, and a voicemail awaited her. She expected to hear, "Hey, thanks for last night. Let's do it again a few years from now." Ryan sounded sleepy, her voice smooth and soft.
"I hope this doesn't wake you up. I was going to write you a note,